I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Knockoffs, copycats, imitators. They all share one thing in common. They always pale in comparison next to the true original. Just like the stylish and versatile Lexus RX, the crossover that paved the way for others. And it's still the best for one simple reason. Nothing else is as good as the original. Click the banner to discover more. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Hi, how can I help you today?
As a McDonald's employee, you say those words quite often. But how about when you need help, like consulting a doctor?
Hi, how can I help you today?
When you work for a McDonald's restaurant, we take care of you like family. With free virtual doctor's visits, including getting prescriptions and refills for you and everyone in your family. Apply today at careers.mcdonalds.com and find out more. The benefits described herein are only available at participating restaurants.
Goldilocks Productions broadcasts universal cosmic frequencies that unlock, awaken, and expand the consciousness of our worldwide viewers and listeners. Welcome to the Joyful Findings Show, where we connect with the highest and greatest for all of humanity. We are creating heaven on earth together. We are all one. We are all love. Embrace the joyful energy as we connect today.
Hello, my beautiful beings of light. I am so, so happy that you guys could be here today. I am super excited about the energy that's going on right now. I want you guys to say hello if you guys are out there. I want to know where you guys are today. I want to know where this energy is coming from and going to, because I feel like we're pinging it back and forth, which is really going to be helpful for me because I've been feeling the ascension symptoms in my body almost daily for the last few days, going from one side of the body to the next side of the body. So let's all connect in today. Let me know where you're chiming in from. Even if you don't say hi, just drop whatever state, country, whatever you might be in. Let me know where you guys are from today. All right. And all this energy, because they had me do a little automatic writing before we started. All this energy right now is really, 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 really here to help us move forward into who we truly are. Okay. It's like us uncovering. It's time for us to uncover who we are. Okay. It's time for us to uncover who we are. And that's what we're going to be doing. All right. So we got some Idaho out there. We got some Reno, Nevada out there. We got some California out there. Woo! All right. Who else is out there today? Where are you guys chiming in from today? Chime in. It's like we're creating this new harmony. That's why they're having me use the word charm. Chime, chime, chime in, chime, chime. Now we're like, woo, 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 woo. Oh, thanks, Kim. Thanks for loving my red glasses. Yeah, I've tried. And it reflects off the red. And I got red in the background. because I figured, you know, when I was picking out my clothes, because they always talk to me when I'm picking out my clothes, you know, because there's always a message behind my clothes too, right? If I'm wearing blue, it's really about standing up in your truth right now, right? And I feel like this red is for like summer. We have this summer, we have this, the solstice is coming, and we also have this, we also have the solar eclipse coming tomorrow, right? So the sun, the brightness, and it's going to be hot this summer. It's already hot. I mean, Florida has been hot. I see you guys complaining about it being hot up there in the Northeast as well. You know what I mean? So it's like ding, 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 all this going on. We got some Texas out there. We got some Indiana out there. Woo! Look at you guys go out there. I love that. Yeah, keep telling me where you guys are from. Let's build up this energy together, because it's like, let's see if we can connect all the states and then connect around the world. That's what it's feeling like right now. As I change the energy, here we go. All right. So the red, right? So red of summer, we're in this hot season, right? Everything's burning off, right? And we're also burning off the old layers of ourselves, right? And it's like, we're trying to find out. No, we're not trying. We are finding out exactly who we are and what we can create, right? Because we're letting go of the I hate when they take words away from me. But we're breaking out of the mold that was created for us here on Earth, and we're stepping back into our true mold, if that makes sense, into our organic, authentic selves. Bing, 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 bing. All these layers are coming off, okay? Woo, 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 woo. All right, we got two from Texas today. We got Texas going on. Where else are you guys from out there today? I need to know. I need to know. I'm in the need to know today where you guys are from today. So we're sending all that energy out there. And I also want to know if you guys have any questions today regarding anything to help you get out of your way, to help you move forward in with love and grace in your heart and helping all of humanity, right? Because that's what we're here for. We're here for helping each other and everyone. So I'm super excited about all of that. All right, my beautiful people. It's so funny because they had me start writing this. Look, they wrote so pretty for my show. Look, right? And they had me change colors. They didn't like that top color. They had me change it to like a lime green. And then they had me write this for you guys. And I'll read that for you guys. Okay, so my beautiful people, I am so overjoyed you could join us today. Much is happening in your world now. As for the greater good, all for the greater good of mankind and all of Earth's inhabitants. Your time has come to shine, releasing who you are from the inside out, dropping all the masks from now and all your lifetimes. You have learned so much and you are ready to teach more. So everything that you have learned, look, and I'm lit up, people, so I hope you guys feel that out there. Everything that you have learned and are learning, you are now the teachers of light. Okay, it's like your teaching of light has now been activated in you. So it's time for you to get out there and start teaching. And I don't mean you actually have to like create a class. It's just living your life of what you've learned. That is how you are going to be one of the best teachers. Living what you've learned, right? And you're doing it for yourself and for all of humanity, which makes it so fun, right? So I'm super excited about where you guys take this. All right, we got some Maine in the audience. All right, we're moving around the United States today. If anyone is outside of the United States, pop your name in the little chat or where you're from. I'd like to know where you're all chiming in from today. Chime, chime, chime. They are doing that again. Mary Curry, hello. Love your colors. Can you tell me, will the man I love, but not in a relationship or in contact, but we did see each other Monday and he kept looking at me. I love him. He asked me out before even proposed to me. Then I think we both got scared. I'm packing, and do you see D communicating with me and offering to move in with him? Thank you for the love and energy. I'm from Ireland. Well, welcome from Ireland, my dear. Welcome from Ireland. Oh, that's super exciting. Okay, let me tap into that for a minute there, Mary, because it's like there's this, let's see what we got going on there, Mary. Mary, 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 woo, all right. So Mary, I'm getting that there's communication that needs to go on with this relationship. Yes, there was some fear. Yes, there was some hesitation on both sides, because I feel like it's like a mixed bag, if that makes sense. You know, so now it's just like, get out of your own way. in a sense, but they're like, be open to all of this, be open to where you're moving to in the future. And it's almost like you guys have this collide together. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing at this point, but they're showing me this beautiful collide together, but there's like this communication that has to take place. Lots of communication, communication. So I'm going to leave that with you, Mary. Woo-hoo! All right. All right. Barbara, question. Does the universe feel that I should buy another singing bowl or should I hold back for now? Oh, Barbara. Let's see what the world's universe says about you getting a singing bowl. I'm getting that it is time for you to add to the bunch. I feel like you have a couple now. I feel like you need to add another one. This tone is going to balance things out, if that makes sense. So I'm not sure exactly which one you're looking to buy, but I feel like it is time for you to look into that and buy one now. I almost feel like someone's trying to get rid of one. So you could actually maybe find it cheaper than you would at retail, because I feel like check like the local paper and people that are trying to sell some of their stuff, because some people are trying to sell some of the stuff. So there you go. I love that. All right. So how are you guys feeling in this energy? I can tell you right now that I'm feeling it in my third eye and I'm feeling it in my crown. Holy cow. Are you guys feeling this? Woohoo! Linda Halley says, my new job starting next Monday. Was this the right decision? Absolutely. It's about you moving forward, Linda. You stepped outside of the box and now you're like, woo. See that? Look at that, Barbara. Complicated by Design is looking to get rid of a crystal bowl. Look at that. Look. See? You ask and you shall receive, right? Look how fast people are manifesting this stuff right now. I love it. All right. So I love that. So Linda, yes, I feel like you choosing this new job was stepping outside of your box. It's allowing you to create something new for yourself. But I also feel like this is also setting yourself up for something also new down the road. There's a lot of newness coming for you. New. And it's all good. So just keep going with that flow. All right. Complicated by Design. Do you remember the note, the tone, or the note that your bowl is? You're welcome, Linda. Absolutely. We can't make this stuff up, you guys. We honestly just can't. Oh, I'm glad that you guys are here with me because my body's starting to feel much better. I was getting a little stiff there. This energy makes me a little stiff sometimes. Sometimes I feel like I have to take on, or some of us that are maybe, I don't know, I don't even know how to word what I'm saying, but I feel like some of us take on more of the physical pain so you guys don't have to of what's going on right now, because we are so strong that we can. But I was like, good God, universe, can I have a little break? Can I get a little thing? I don't know. You know? All right. Whoop-boo. All right. So Complicated by Design says, no, it was a gift, but I'd love to send the energy to California. That would be beautiful. Oh, that's kind of, you guys can't make this stuff up. Just how everything just kind of flows together, right? It just all kind of just flows together. Don't you love how that happens? Woo. Linnell says, I was looking as well. We are on. See you guys. All right. So if anyone else out there has crystal bowls they're looking to sell, I got two people out there looking to buy them. We could start like an auction or something. I don't know. No, we can't do that. I'm not a good auctioneer. But you guys, how else are you guys handling all this energy right now? I know that you guys are adding to me right now and it feels really good. So thank you. And Mary from Ireland says, thank you. I know there is good feelings there. I will send him a text. He is a painter and decorator and this house needs painting. And I said to the landlord yesterday to ask D, I will send him a message. You're very welcome. Great. Let's see where that goes. It's opening up the lines of communication as well. I love it. Woo-hoo. Kim says, feeling sad because I've been losing friends during this moving up process. I know it's for my best, but it's still hard. All right, Kim, we can address that because you're probably not the only one that's feeling that out there, okay? You are not the only one that are losing people in our lives because, right, we're moving up this beautiful spiritual staircase, right? We're going where it's going to be easier. We're going where it's going to be much more easy on everybody, right? And I feel so good when I say that. And I feel us walking up this spiritual staircase. I feel like we're all walking up this staircase together. It's not like we're all running and waiting now. We're all like kind of going, right? So there's many of us that are going. So you're making new friends, Kim. And those people in the lower vibrations may come back around later on when they realize some of the things that they weren't right about or the things that they didn't understand. They'll have better understanding, if that makes sense. Okay. So just feel into that, Kim, and have no worries about it. It's all meant to be. And Super Space Cookie, look at you sending me my $3 super sticker. And you sent it to me at 111. You can't make that up. You can't make that up. All right, girl, you got some good stuff going on for you right now. You have released. You have cleared. You are just like, you're like a little bullet. You're just like, they're showing me like you have this thought process right now because it's almost like pinpointed. You know what I mean? I could almost zero in on it. You know, it's like you have this focus now that you have this focus and it's helping you move forward. But that focus is also coming from inside because those messages are coming from the inside. That's your intuition going, yes, yes, yes. And you're like, oh, that feels good. I'm going to keep doing that. So keep up the good work, Super Space Cookie. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So I love that. All right. And Barbara did Venmo me and my $10 for that message. So thank you, Barbara. I'm just seeing it now. I need to turn my volume up so I can hear you guys when you beep in. Okay. So awesome. 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 Thank you. Thank you. And if you guys don't want to use the super chat, you guys can always drop me a Venmo if you guys want to tip or donate, or if you guys ever want to sponsor my show and come up with a little, you know, 30-second little commercial that we're going to play halfway through as I change up the energy. I think there's somebody out there that wants to do that. You know what I mean? So it's like, there's like, you guys have ways of supporting me as I support you. So it goes both ways. I love that. It's like, woo, woo, woo. And I appreciate you guys for those. That's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right, complicated by and Super Space says great words, Melissa. Oh, you're welcome. Yay. All right, so all right, complicated by design. Dia says moving complicated by design series forward. Guidance would be greatly appreciated. All right, my dear. Let's tap in. Whoa, whoa. All right. Well, what they just showed me is like, whoa, we're picking up momentum now. So things are going to start picking up. Okay. So whatever that means for you about picking up. So there's an idea that you run with. There's people that are ready, but they don't know. So how do you reach the people? It's like you have to reach the people. It's like they show me with a bullhorn. And I know you're not going to yell it from the mountaintops because no one's going to hear you from up there. But they show me like this bullhorn. And it's like you're putting the message out. You're putting the message out. So somehow you're putting this message out. You're getting a larger audience. There's this larger audience that's on the way. So I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. Woo! I love it. So just go with that. I don't know what else that means for you, but I think you know. I think you know. All right, so let's see. But I feel like more people are, I need to step back there because more people are starting to talk about it. More people are starting to share it. It's people are more open to it now. So if no one has seen this, I suggest you go to Complicated by Design on YouTube and definitely share her little sizzle and watch it if you need to know more about what's going on in the world. It's very, very helpful, especially if you're spiritual. You kind of understand it with a whole different meaning. It's kind of nice. All right. So, woo! I'll leave that with you. All right. Woohoo! Sarah says, woohoo! Thank you. I'm living the new me. All right. And I see Linnell dropped me a $5 super sticker. All right, Linnell. Good to have you back during the show, my dear. Super happy to have you here. Linnell, Linnell, Linnell. Okay. They wanted, like, I don't know. You have some, I don't even know what to call these guys. Okay, but anyways, they're dancing around. They're dancing. You have dancing guides. Linnell, you have dancing guides, okay? And what they're showing me is you are getting into this new rhythm. you're getting into this new dance. It's one that you're creating for yourself. It's like your dance. It's like Linnell's dance. It's like and it's so funny because I don't know if you're looking for a relationship, but they just said it's like a mating call, because now that you're going to be standing in your true authentic self, it's going to be like, you know, this, like you're creating it. It's like happening. So keep believing, keep trusting, and allow yourself to move forward with all that love, Linnell. Feel it, be it, it's yours. It's amazing because they're like, you know, I don't even know what they're singing or dancing, but you know, I just make up stuff sometimes, but they're like, and yeah, so goosebumps all over. That means it's true. Go for it, girl. Dance your new dance, whatever it is you're doing. I love that. All right. And I saw Ruth up there asked if she could have a message. Ruth Saltman. If you guys don't know, she has a show on 8 o'clock tonight on Goldilocks. Check it out. Check it out. I'll be her guest next Wednesday. So you'll get a double whammy of me next week if you tune into both shows. All right. So let's see what's going on for Ruth. All right. So Ruth, wow. Okay. You are, I feel like you're being almost bombarded with information right now. It's like, they just want you to sit still and be. I don't know if you can sit still and be, but they just want you to kind of be in it. Just get outside, sit in the sun for 10, 15 minutes, be in it, kind of let it absorb into you. This kind of goes out to everybody as well as Ruth. Just get outside for 15 minutes, absorb that solar into you, allow those downloads in, because it's going to help break up a lot of the stuff that's also going on. But you're also getting to a new aha moment, I feel like, Ruth. There's this new aha moment. So I'm going to leave that with you, dear. All right, let me scroll back. All right, let's see. They're dancing and singing. They're all the guides and the angels and everybody that's here supporting you from the other side right now. The ascended masters, all aspects of yourself and all those lifetimes that you've had in the past are all here. And they just want me to touch on this real quick. Your past lives really are not what's holding you back in this lifetime, because all those lessons that you had to learn in those last ones, you brought to this one. So you have to face whatever it is that you're going on in this one, and then you can break them all. They show it's like, it's so funny because they show me it's like, you know, like if we were looking at an ice skating pond and the pond is really thick, and it's so funny because I feel like I'm four now, but I feel like I take this hammer and I take it, tap it in the center, and it all, it's, and then we're just on a lake, you know what I mean? So whatever that shield is, or that barrier that was there, it's going to be gone now. Okay. I need it to be gone. You need it to be gone. I don't need it to be gone. You need it to be gone. All right. So let's see what else I got here. Beep, beep. Kim Smith says, I need a connection for small glass jars. Do any watchers sell those small glass jars, like glass jars that you can in? A little more specific on what kind of jars. Oh, for your products. For your products. Okay, it went ding, 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 ding. So if anyone has old glass bottles they're wanting to get rid of and you want to repurpose them, maybe you should work something out with Kim Smith over there. Beep, beep. Do, 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 do. All right, let's see what else we got here. Do, do. I love you guys. I love you guys. All right. Dia says, thank you. Love you. I love you too. I love all of you guys. I love you guys so much. It's not even funny. And you guys make me feel so good. Weep, weep, weep. So good. Thank you for loving my glasses, getting lots of comments on my glasses today. It's so great. I can actually see again too. It's amazing. Not having ones that are all scratched up. So the universe, remember I told you guys a couple weeks ago that, you know, I lost my glasses and they forced me to get a new pair. And I was like, all right, I'll just do this. All right, all right, all right, all right. All right, Valley, glad you can make it as well. We got Sarah, we got Bradenton, Florida in the mix. Again, if you guys are just joining in now, just kind of just tell me where you guys are from today. I'm really interested in knowing where you guys are from today, okay? Because that energy is going out and it's coming back. It's like we're creating this, and it feels really good for me to do that. You guys feel that? You know what? I love it. Yeah, the glasses look really good against the red shirt too, right? So it's red on red today. Woo! Let's light the fire. Light the fire. Light the fire. And it's lighting the fire inside, right? It's lighting that passion. So even if you're in that space where you don't know where your passion still lies, know that you are getting closer and closer every day to uncovering it. Every day you are uncovering more and more about yourself. Doesn't it feel amazing? Imagine yourself. All right, let's rewind for a minute. Let's go to June of 2020. Remember last year? How much have you grown in just this 1 year? How much have you grown in the last 2 days? And that's so funny. They just helped crack my neck. That was important for me to say. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So there's all of that. So we're changing so much right now. And each of you are starting to really step into that. So bravo. Woo! Devin says, is there something in my life holding me back or does my future look bright? Please and thank you, love. Well, Devin. All right. So let me throw this back on you for a second, Devin. What are you imagining in your mind's eye about what your future looks like? What are you putting out there that you so desire? Because I get that sometimes it's your own thoughts that get in your way. So I want you to get out your blank piece of paper, and I'll just turn this one over. Get out a blank piece of paper and start writing it all down, Devin. Devin, this really works. Ask your sister. We just talked about this yesterday. But write all these things down that you're wanting to have and desire. Oh, my God. You guys make me change the energy so much while I'm here. All right. Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire again. That's so funny. But it's like you are retraining your brain so that it says the most positive thoughts that you can say, the things that you want to bring about and desire in your life, and it's at your fingertips because we are that creator. Devin, you are that creator. And even though there may be obstacles in your way, you can clear them. I am happy, healthy, and whole. Say that all day long. I am happy, healthy, and whole. I am wise. I am wise. I am wise. I am happy, healthy, and whole. Whatever those mantras need to be for you, whatever those affirmations need to be for you right now, start saying them and really let it empower you. Like, I am abundant. I am abundant in all things. I am abundant in everything that I want. So really step into that. But there's really nothing holding you back except for you in this particular moment. That's what I get for you, my dear. Boo, boo, boo. All right. And Kelly just Venmo'd me $10. Thank you, Kelly Wittes. I love you. Hello. I'd love any messages you receive from me today. And thank you. All right, Kelly. Let's see what we got shaking for you today. Kelly. Boo, boo, boo. All right. There's a little stress going on, but I feel like we're almost out of it, if that makes sense, because I feel like it's holding on a little bit, but I also feel like you're releasing it and you're trusting and allowing more. And I also feel like there's like these two new avenues that are showing up for you, and it's almost like they're right there in front of you. Like they're so right in front of you, like right here. You know what I mean? But it's like you are getting ready to move into something that's completely new, but it's like bringing you great joy. And it's like so much excitement attached to it. And it's like so funny because I feel like I'm jumping off a cliff and I'm like, woo! You know, I feel like I'm cliff jumping and I would never do that. But, you know, I feel like that's what I'm doing and I'm like have no worries in the world. So I feel like that's what you're doing right now, Kelly. It's like you're jumping off that cliff. You're trusting where you're going and you're listening to your intuition and your meditations, because I feel like you've been meditating more as well, are also starting to really help you a lot. Align yourself with where you want to go. And if you're not taking that time, take at least 15 minutes a day to tap into that. Okay. So I'm going to leave that with you, Kelly. And they send all these little hearts. They're sending lots of love. You got lots of people on the other side right now that are sending you lots of love. So just know that you are being fully supported. It's so funny. They keep going, hearts, 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 hearts. All right. So, all right. Woo, woo, woo. Do, 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 do. Hi, a year ago, I thought I had started my dream job of activities director at a 55 plus community. And then life carries on and then it changes, right? It's like stepping stones. We all have stepping stones in life. It's like we thought that was going to be it. And then the universe says, no, that's not quite it. That wasn't your full mission yet. That was a step to get there, but it wasn't all of it. You know what I mean? So here we go. All right. Sarah says, if you have any messages for me, I would love to hear. Crazy waves these days. Yes. But you know what the good thing is about that, Valley, is? Sarah Lee is actually Valley. Valley, the good thing about that is you are on top of the wave, right? It's just like you said last night. you know, you can look down, you see the wave, you see the surfboard, and it's just there. You're just like above it. Just kind of like when they put you on top of your car. It's so funny. They just blipped out my thing, screen again. What are they doing with that? Do you guys see that too? I want to know if you guys saw that blip on the other shot. But anyways, it's like them putting you on top of the wave, essentially more like you putting yourself on top of the wave, and you're seeing everything for what it is, right? Because you have a better view, you have a better perspective, and you don't have to look down. They want you to look up now and look around you and see what you see. And that's going to answer a lot of the things you have going on. So look around, Valley. It's amazing how these things just pop up like that. Yay! All right, you guys. And now I'm going to say this. All right, she says, one day I feel all of it, and then one day they're gone, and it was what I saw a blip. That's all right. They're showing you more and more each time. Each and every one of you are getting more and more of the visions, more and more and more visions of what is happening, what you are creating, how you can create it, how you find your joy, and how you find your love. Okay, so thank you guys for all my donations on Super Chats and my Venmos. I appreciate that. And now we're going to jump into my little commercial from my sponsor, Feng Shui My Space, if Tiffany has that ready. I love it, you know. And if you guys ever want to have this done, you guys just pop right in and send Tiffany an email or whatever and say, I would like to be a sponsor for such and such show. It doesn't have to be my show. It could be any of the shows. It could be all the shows. It could be whatever you want. So thank you. If you're out there, Tiff, we'll take it. Whoa.
Freedom is a feeling, and the best way to truly feel free is behind the wheel of a Jeep SUV. Find out what true freedom feels like at Jeep Freedom Days. And now, financing at $2,500 total cash allowance on the purchase of a 2022 Jeep Grand Cherokee WK Laredo 4x4. Don't miss this great offer. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Must take retail delivery by 5/31/22. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Now, wasn't that fun? I love that. I love how Tiffany did that. She did amazing. And I love Feng Shui My Space. And thank you for being my sponsor this month. So if you guys ever want to check into like what that is, check out her website, Feng Shui My Space, and definitely tap into her because she does amazing things with the energy of your house. Just moving things or adding a different color is just enough to change it all. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah, there you go. See, Tiffany just put all that information down there for you guys. All right. So Linnell says, coming back up for air with excitement. Oh, I love that one. Oh, look at you. She was riding a whale. Good for you. And let's talk about that whale for a minute there, Linnell, because whales are record keepers. Whales have been around for a very, 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 very long time. And energetically, they're able to, right, store all that cellular memory because some of them live a very long time. We haven't found them all yet. But anyways, the whale is very much full of wisdom and knowledge. So thank you for going for a ride with that. That's awesome. I love that. Woo! Super Sweet Suits. Last night when I was singing live in my Facebook group, I felt like I was floating. When I finished the song, I felt like I had to come back into my body. It was amazing. Yay, Sarah. Go, girl. Go. I mean, that's amazing. That's amazing because you want to start doing things where you feel like that, okay, where you feel like that, where it feels like you're floating, right? Because I feel like I'm floating right now just doing the show, right? And when I tap in to do readings, I feel the same way. I'm like, woo, feeling all floaty. So why don't we tap into more of that, right? Because that's us showing that we're tapping into our higher selves and tapping into that joy. So do more things out there, people, that are creating joy for you. For you. All right. So I know more people. Oh, let's see. Let's see. Bah, 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 bah. Okay, no worries. That's funny. All right, so you guys, what else is shaking out there? Oh, I'm so happy they just shared with me. They will come back this year for my visit. Yay, crying with such happiness. Yay, you're going to go visit the whales? Yay, that's awesome. Yeah, go chit-chat with them. It's going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. I love it. I love it, I love it, I love it. All right, so what else do you guys have going on out there? The energy is really kicking right now. It's really making, this is really funny because it's really making the bottom of my right foot itch. I don't know what this is all about right now, but you guys, the bottom of my right foot is really like it's deep in my foot. So whatever, if you guys tap in and get anything from that, let me know what that's all about. Again, I guess our right? Maybe it's trying to get me to move. What else? I don't know. Let's see. Let's think into that a little bit. You know, because everything means something. And if some things always have more than one meaning, right? It's like everything has meaning. Everything has more than one meaning. Everything has layers. Everything has dimension. Everything has... Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I mean, do you guys know what I'm talking about? Are you guys starting to see and feel this stuff as we move forward? You know, it's pretty crazy because I still feel like I live in two different worlds. You know, we're definitely splitting off from our 3D into more of our 5D being and being ourselves. You know what I mean? So it's like, woo! All right, I'm twirling my ankle around. That was a suggestion. It still itches. but anyways, there's all this stuff that's coming and transforming us, and we're dropping all the masks. They really wanted me to talk about that. So whoever you believe you need to be when you step into another situation, whether it's into the office or you go into the doctor's office or you go into a retail store or you go into your friend's house or you go wherever it is that you go to the beach, you go wherever. I want you to see if you can take off the fake facades that you have put on to go into those places, if that makes sense. Because it's like we are trying to be the most transparent light workers as possible, right? Because if we're more transparent and we're more authentic, right? Because I'm being more transparent and more authentic with you guys as the years go by, being honest with who I am, what I've gone through, what I'm situated with, even my foot itching, I'm sharing that stuff with you guys. I share very personal things with you guys. You know what I mean? And I have through the years. And it's like sharing my truths has helped me really open up to who my authentic self is, right? It's like really helping me honor who I am, right? Even all the white hair and all at 50. You know, because like I think about this a lot sometimes because I've been turning white or gray since I was 16. You know, that's when my first white or gray hair showed up. And so it was like all that time that I kept trying to be something I wasn't, even though I was a cute redhead, I tell you what, I really was. But I feel so authentic now. I feel like it's natural. I feel like, you know, not to say that you guys, if you guys are out there still dyeing your hair, you're not being authentic. I'm just talking about me personally, okay? Just because it's good for me doesn't mean it's good for you. You guys are your own judge of that, right? But it's about us peeling off those layers to be our authentic self, okay? It's peeling those off and being who we need to be. Right? And honoring ourselves. That's something we've never done. Honoring ourselves, honoring our true selves, right? Not who we believed we were or people who wanted us to think that we were something we weren't or thought we should be going down a road that never brought us joy, you know, because we are breaking free of all that. We are like, whoop, whoop, whoop. We're going down the joy ride. And a lot of us are getting on this very fast track right now. To get there, it's like we are moving at a very fast momentum. Time is, you know, a figment of our imagination anyways, but we are moving very, very quickly along this pattern, this path right now. And as we do that, we're creating more joy. And as we're doing that, we're like leaving this trail of joy behind us so that people can follow it. It's kind of like those stairs I talked about, those spiritual stairs I talked about. We're learning about ourselves. We're getting out of the lower dense energies, going into the higher frequencies, you know, the heavier, you know, getting more light. And as we get more light, we're that lighthouse for everybody. We're that lighthouse. You have to keep moving forward. Don't let anything get in your way. Really, the only thing that can get in your way right now is any thoughts or patterns that you believe to still be true that are not true for your highest and best good. Because everything that we were taught here on earth has not been our truth, has not been our truth. And we are starting to really find that out as we move forward right now. More and more of us are waking up to who our spiritual self, our higher self is. And you are being patted on the back for going through this journey. This has not been an easy journey. This is a journey that we have done for lifetimes. And this lifetime, we are done. We are done with that. We are stepping into who we are. And I hope you guys feel that because they're lighting me up right now. Woo! All right. Linnell says burping crazy now. Woo! Good. Clear that out. Clear the energy. I turned white. Then I went with my favorite energy, purple. Good for you. Sarah says, self-love has been quite a journey for me. It is a hard one, isn't it, too? But once you get there, it's like I love everything about myself no matter what. No matter what. See, they have me burping now. All right. And Linnell says, true, that huge. Honor yourself and within. Yes. Yes. Fighting the outside forces that don't want you to do that. Ruth says, I can totally relate to that, Melissa. As I grew on my journey, letting my hair grow out to be my natural color was part of my truth. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it just feels really good. You know, it's like some of us are supposed to be that way. Right? Some of us are supposed to honor that. Some of us are supposed to still dye our hair or whatever. Whatever it is to feel your authentic self, okay? Whatever that is, right? It doesn't matter. And there's no judgment. People have judgment all the time. It's like I still run into people and they're like, oh, you let your hair go. And I'm like, yeah, so, you know, that's coming from their ego. That's coming from some kind of judgment. And that's not something that we do here. We do not do that. Right? We do not do judgment. I was like, if that's your choice, bravo. I'm happy for you. Right? And I'll make my choices for me and don't have judgment about my choices. Right? That's how we honor each other. But if we do agree, then say bravo. Right? But don't have judgment. Don't pass your opinion off as something as truth for somebody else when you're not in their shoes. You don't know what they've gone through to get to what they got to today. Because does everyone know exactly everything that you've gone through in your past from birth until today, till June 9th, 2021? Does anybody know exactly what you felt, every feeling that you've ever had? No, no one does. No one but you knows what that is. You and your God self, okay? Because God feels and experiences through our journey here on earth. So he does, she does, they do. But you are moving through all of this in such a way that is so graceful, okay? It may not feel graceful all the time, you guys. Even with my pains and stuff, does not feel graceful when I'm feeling these ascension symptoms for all. But we are moving through this so gracefully right now because you are truly honoring yourself. You're honoring your higher self. You're honoring humanity. You're honoring those around you, even those that you do not like. You guys are honoring them. And you can see they're having me do the like this heart thing. It's like this. Sometimes I'm at a loss for words. But you guys, the love that's coming out of each and every one of you is like ding, ding, ding. There's all this light going off and around you. So I love that. Keep doing what you're doing, people. You're doing a great job. Do not give up. The miracle is almost here. It really is. We're creating heaven on earth, each one of us, one step at a time, one baby step at a time, one obstacle at a time. But we're removing the obstacles. We've learned that we can remove the obstacles that get in our way, right? Because that obstacle is usually wrapped around some kind of fear, right? It's wrapped around some kind of fear or some kind of disbelief, right? But if we have faith and we believe and we have true honesty in what we want to create, it becomes that much faster. Woo! Okay, it's coming that much faster. And it's funny, I also want you guys to do that too. This is gonna be like a fast way for you guys to get rid of those negative thoughts. And I do this out when I'm out in public now. I don't even know whose thoughts they are, but I'm just snapping them out all over the place. So if you guys got to go out there and snap your fingers to your own thoughts or changing somebody else's while you're out, because they've been having me like doing it in the car. You know, it's kind of weird. I'm like rocking out to all this music, but I'm not really rocking out to the music that's happening in the car. It's outside of the car, if that makes sense. But it's like all this, just snap it out. Just get rid of it. Make things easier for yourself. Even if you don't believe that it can happen, believe it. Believe, believe, believe. Please believe. Please, please, please. All right. Linnell says, well said. Love that. You're welcome, my dear. I'm glad I could say that. And you're on it, sister. Vibrations and chills. Woo, woo. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I hope you guys are feeling that out there as well. If I feel or hear negative, I laugh and change the energy. Yes. And I've been doing the same thing. That's why I'm just like, you know, just kind of snapping it out. No, you don't belong here. I've been doing it to those things they close spray up in our sky too. I'm like, you can't be here either. Woohoo! Oh, look at that. Linda Halsey, you just dropped me $10 in my Venmo. Look at you go, girl. Thank you. And I'll just add to your message because they're super happy. Actually, your dad just stepped in, which is kind of cool because I haven't seen him in a little while. But he like came back in. He's whispering something to you. There's somebody around you that actually is either seeing your dad or talking to your dad. Maybe it's your mom. Is your mom connecting in with your dad? I feel like there's some kind of connection to your dad. And I knew you guys used to like to travel together and stuff, but I feel like there's this, he wants you to take a trip. He's saying it's time to take a trip. I know you're just starting a new job, but he definitely wants you to take a trip. So if you're out there, Linda, still listening, it's time to take a trip. Dad says it's time to take a trip. All right. Whoop-wee! I love that. I love that. I love that. Let's see. Linnell says, I've had this new 3-finger draw from my eyebrows down my face and chin. It makes me smile. Oh, that's cute. We all have to shift the filter, right? And we have to be a little bit more sillier and we have to be a little bit more joyful. And how do you do that? You find things to laugh at. I laugh at everything now. You know, even the obstacles, you know, because it was like I had to do something that required getting information in, turned in on time and all this stuff. And I did what I had to do, right? But there was like all these obstacles that were trying to get me upset, right? It could even be our technology sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes it could even be that. But there's things that try to get in our way to upset us, to see if we're going to get mad, to see if we're going to get frustrated, to see if we're going to react. And I go, no, I'm not going to do that this time. So sorry. That would have been the old Melissa. The new Melissa has learned that she will not do that anymore. And she'll just go, all right, the universe, this is what we're doing. I need this to get, and it will all be taken care of. And wouldn't you know, 3 days later, bam, it was all taken care of because, you know, it just needed to happen that way. So I love that. I love that. So you guys can do the same thing, okay? You guys have the ability to change the things that are happening in your life so that they don't stress you out and make it easier for yourself. Like I'm going to meet all these people that want to help do such and such, or I'm going, you know, and that's another thing I want to put out again as well. You guys, if you guys are either own a small business or work for a small business, I need to know what they are. I don't know why I need to know what they are yet, but I need to know what they are more. I know I asked them for them back at Christmas time and stuff, but I need them more because I feel like we are supporting each other more and they want me to ask again. I was getting that in the shower and they just reminded me now that I needed to ask you guys. Post it out on your Facebook. Find out who the small businesses are on your pages, in your social medias. They want you to create a network of small businesses, if that makes sense. Because when you, oh, I'm getting lit up. When you light up a small business, you light up people. You light up their life. You light up their business. You light up their lives. Okay. So I need you guys to do that. And I love that. Linda says I'm a beekeeper. She sells honey. So if you guys are local to Maine up there and do you ship Linda, but drop me that information on my Facebook page. If not, you need to make a Facebook page for it, Linda. Linda, I think you sell eggs too up there. You know what I mean? So get whatever it is that you guys are incorporated in, whatever it is that your passion is, I need to know what those things are. Get them to me. Share them on your Facebook. Let's create it. All right. Well, share it with me, Linda. I'd be happy to share that out there. Linnell says, yeah, my laughter that I love sharing it. Woo-hoo. Yes. We have to be very happy now. Well, let's be happy. Let's be happy individuals. Linnell says, Portland, Maine, my daughter is looking for lodging for her last rotation of PA school. Girl, I don't know. Maybe. I think she's more near Brunswick, but that's not too far. Linda, where are you at now up there? You know what I mean? See, we're networking. I love this. We're networking. Portland, Maine. She's close to that. Portland, Maine, you should be able to find something or look into some kind of lodging or something. There's definitely all kinds of opportunities up there. I'm sure of it. Woo! Probably not in summertime because everyone wants to stay there. Oh, she's in Limes. You're in Limes. Woo-woo! Not sure where that is. And even I'm like, woo-woo! All right. Anyways, you guys, I need to know what those things are so that we can share them. We're creating this new network. I feel like they're all going to be combined into this. I think they're going to have me create some kind of website or something, and it's going to have some kind of name that I don't even know what it is, but it's going to be like, you know, networking worldwide with people of love and light. I don't know. They throw new ideas at me all the time, so you never know. All right, so she's near Old Orchard Beach. Okay, cool. So you're not that far from Portland then. Not too far, depending on how far she has to drive. Do you know anyone in Portland that's renting anything? and maybe anyone that's watching, you know what I mean? If you have a place to rent for a college student, hey, bring it on. So she can finish her stuff. Woo-woo for, yeah. So she can finish her school. Anyways, see, we're helping people out there. Woo-woo! All right. So what else you guys got going on? What else do they want me to share? They wanted me to definitely share that about the small businesses because that's super important. They also want me to be like, you guys, they want me to give you a round of applause. Okay. Woo-woo-woo. So it's like you guys are like, it's so funny because I almost feel like I'm painting something now and I'm so not. But this energy is going round and round. But I feel like this would be my canvas. So whatever's going on into my left hand, you guys, I want you guys to see if you guys can feel this because they're lighting me up. Apparently this is, I feel like I'm winding up. It's so funny because I feel like I'm winding something up. You know, like when you wind up those little cars, you know, like in those little cars that you wind up and you put them down and then they just take off from being wound up. I feel like that's what we're kind of doing. I feel like we're getting wound up. I feel like we're, but energetically wise, right? But in a good way, not a bad way, not wound up in a bad way. But, you know, so there's this good rotation going on. This energy is going on. We're creating this new magic. There's all this beautiful stuff going on. Can you guys see all these colors and stuff that's going on? Woo! All right. See, I love you guys are saying what you need out there. Woohoo! Linnell says, just a room is needed. All right. Her last rotation. Complicated by Design says, we need all sorts of producers for props, set, deck, et cetera. So please share with Melissa so we can bring all the beautiful energy and support of heart-based businesses to the screen to share far and wide. I love that. Yes, share with me. And then we can all start incorporating with each other, right? We will start creating all this beautiful magic together because it's going to take us. It's going to take the new people, right? It's going to take new money. It's going to take new products. It's going to take rather than the old systems, right? Let's talk about that for a hot minute. Let's talk about the old systems, right? Because they're like, they're imploding right now. Right? And do you guys see that or feel that? You know, it's like all the old systems are kind of like blowing up and imploding. And we never liked them anyways. They always made us unhappy and we wanted to change. All right. 2020 happened. We're going to turn our chair now because that's gone. That's behind us now. Whew, doesn't that feel much better having it behind us? Okay. So now over here, we have this new future and we are all creating it. So those people that were able to get out alive, let's say that we got out alive, right? Because that's that fire that I talk about. Like we're the superhero going through the fire. That's that over there, right? And once we get to the other side and go, we can create this stuff right here. And we're all creating this now. So this is the new 5D Earth. And we're creating that by supporting each other, not by the old structures, by supporting each other as we move forward because we want to do our passions. We want to live the best life we can live. And we don't want to live it by a system we don't like. So we're moving it into the system of love. Wow. Ooh, love. Yay. Woo-hoo. Linnell says, my mom does great backstage drops if you're ever in Salt Lake City or fly over. All she does. That's awesome. See more people. Sarah says, I see the old structure drop like toothpicks and beautiful greens and blues weaving with us. Oh, I love that. Oh, and you know what the blues and greens are? Truth and love, right? Think about that for a minute, because the blues our throat chakra, right? That's one we associate with our throat chakra. And our blue and the green is our heart chakra, right? So we're intertwining that. And that makes us all seekers of truth, right? Because now we're speaking our truth and we're speaking our truth and we're spreading the love. We're doing all that fun stuff. And isn't it nice to see them drop as toothpicks too? You know what I mean? And Sarah says, I can help with props if in Bradenton, Sarasota area. Yep, not here, but you never know. They might have to shoot some scenes here someday, right? You never know. Let's think big and outside the box. Let's think big and outside the box. And all the people that are coming forward to support new activities and the new businesses that are opening and the new products that are coming together, because we're doing it out of love, people. We're not doing it out of ego. We're not doing it out of greed. We're not doing it out of control. We're doing it out of love. We're doing it out of consciousness. We're doing it for humanity, right? Because you all felt like you had a bigger purpose when you came to Earth, right? Ever since you were little. I get this a lot. You guys have been feeling this since you were little, right? It's like, I am here to do something, and I don't know what that is. But now I feel like you guys are really starting to uncover that. It's like you guys are letting it out. You guys are uncovering it, right? What was locked up inside of you is you guys are letting out now. You guys are letting it out. Uh-huh. Makes me so happy. I just want to start laughing. You know what I mean? It's like, it brings a lot of joy. Wow. All right. So I want you guys to feel into that and bring that beautiful joy. See, isn't this great that we can come together like this and create this kind of thing? And see how many people are popping up and going, hey, I can do this, or I got that, or I could do this, and I would love to help this, or I know someone that can do this, right? Because we all know somebody that knows somebody, right? That's why I say, even out there, oh, Billy says I'm going through Idaho. Are you going through Idaho right now? Billy, are you going through Idaho right now? That's funny. If you are, Dia's out there. I'm not sure if you guys met. But that's funny. Go through Idaho. That's funny. Arnie, anyways, where am I going with that? But anyways, that we're coming together and we're sharing each other. So definitely share with me if you work for or own a small business, I need to know what those are. Okay, I want you to email them to me. God, I can't even speak English sometimes. Email them to me and then get them to me. Get them to me. I just need them. I don't know what I'm going to do with them yet, but that's one. I got many options that are going on because we're going to start this new networking thing. It's going to be beautiful. They just showed me these beautiful colors going on all around. It's kind of like those wavy things that they saw, the blues and the greens waving back and forth, because we're creating the new harmony. We're creating the new flow. We're going to stand in that. All right. Billy will be going through Idaho soon. Woo-hoo! All right. And he's on his way to California. He's going to meet some spiritual people. He's going on a spiritual journey. I can't wait to hear about it when he comes back. Woo-hoo! He's going to have fun. Sarah says, call on me anytime. Complicated by Design. I believe our stories are quite similar. Probably. And she has got she sees a lot of stuff. You might want to talk to Sarah. She sees stuff. I can't see stuff like she does. I feel it. I know it. I feel it. And people that get more visions than I do sometimes. So, I think we need to have all right, I think I'll come up with something like this. I'm going to talk to Tiffany about this. Tiffany, how do you feel about this? We get like a networking video going on. I feel like we need to get together and share our products, talk about our stuff, some kind of networking that we do that's kind of worldwide. So we'll just think into that, feel into that, you guys, and all that stuff. Billy is going to Mount Shasta. You can visit a bunch of these people on the way if you wanted to, Billy. Linnell's out that way. Let's see who else is out there. Kim is out in Reno. Do we have anyone in Colorado? Because I know he's going to Colorado too. You know what I mean? He's going on a little trip. Oh, me and Kim would do a meet and greet. Oh, then definitely get her information. Or Linnell, send me your information, or I'll get you guys to friend like each other on Facebook. Billy, I'm hooking you up with some friends to meet on your journey. Look at it. You were meant to show up today and be on the show. Isn't it funny how that happens? Woohoo! And Billy's a nice guy. He's going to talk to a bunch of people. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to learn. What do you learn? Yay! I love that you guys are all seeking out things to learn, right? If there's someone that can teach you something right now, take that knowledge, take that, whatever resonates with you, only what resonates with you, and carry on. If there's any information that does not resonate with you, put it over there in a little, you know, little space, you know, it doesn't need to be there. So, you know, but you guys are really opening up. I love how this communication's happening today. I couldn't make this happen if I wanted to, you know what I mean? Sarah says this energy circle is amazing. Lasts 45 minutes. It does. And it's only been 45 minutes. It's almost been an hour, but you guys, whoa. Oh, Linnell says, I want to go as well. Shasta is nearby and calling. Woo! Well, I'll hook you guys up on your Facebook pages. I'll send you guys information to each other so you guys can talk about what's going on over there. Billy's way cool. Billy, you're going to Reno too? You guys, show him around. Show him around. That's so funny. I love that. Woo-hoo! You guys are awesome. You guys make my show so much fun, so interesting, so energetic, so mind-blowing sometimes, because sometimes that's when they give me the information, is when we're having the show, I have these little aha moments. That's when they give me that little bit of information that I didn't have before. And I'm like, yeah, I hope I remember that later to put it over there. You know what I mean? But it's definitely, you guys are definitely tapping in to exactly what you need to. You're listening to your higher self. You're listening to your inner self. You're dropping the facades. You're dropping the mask. You're dropping the barriers. You're standing in your full potential. Your full potential is everything and anything that you can imagine and more and more and more and more. And let me tell you, I don't know what's going on with that right now, but woo! You guys feel that in your head, in your eye, in your ears? Holy cow, you guys are bringing the energy through. Woo! You guys are bringing the energy through. You guys are going to rock this week. Woo, woo, woo. And next week's going to be a lot more fun, too, because summer's here. It only gets hotter in the summer, right? Because summer just begins, right? So you guys, I want to talk about that for a hot minute before I have to check out of here. But definitely check out my website. I did see she just put that up there. I am melissaparks.com. Definitely check that out if you guys want to check out my other services, if you guys want to see me outside the show. And let's see. And also, you can find my email there. So if you guys want to drop me what your business is, that would be awesome. Please, please, please do that. And also, moving forward, we are going to only get hotter moving into this solar eclipse. This solar eclipse tomorrow is going to heat you up. I feel like it's really going to burn off some of the old stuff. It's like it's burning through the old foundations and creating and showing you your, oh my God, fountain of life. It's fountain of youth. And they're showing me this fountain, but it's of light. It's so funny. Cause you know, like those little firecrackers that you can get and put down on the street and they kind of like sparkle up and everything. That's cool too. You know what I mean? So they're showing me that. So you guys are definitely lighting the way. And it's kind of like a celebration at the same time. So you guys are celebrating life and standing in your power and being magical beings that you are, because you guys are the creators. You guys are the absolute creators of what you're creating next. So think happy, 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 joy, 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 happy, happy. Do it, do it, do it. All right, you guys, I want you. Oh, one last thing before I forget. If you guys are around on Saturday night, pop over here to Goldilocks Productions for 8 o'clock for the spiritual message circle and tap in for messages. I think there's at least 3 or 4 of us this week. It'll be a lot of fun. So definitely tap in for that. And I look forward to seeing you guys next week. You guys have a fantastic week. Love you guys.
Become a Goldilocks Productions VIP patron.
Receive exclusive access to live stream special and
other epic perks.
Join the Goldilocks Productions VIP community today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.